am the ghost of podcasts past,
aka David Eagle, and welcome to the third podcast out of 12 podcasts of Christmas. It is quite fitting that I should be the ghost of podcasts past, not only because we are reviewing podcasts of old, but also because it is quite a spooky podcast today, because we have music from the Spooky Men's Chorale, as well as that, on the third day of Christmas, the young'uns give to you one lazy cow, one dancing sheep, and some rather unusual comments from fans. Our first clip is about some rather unusual accommodation that we were staying in when we did Warwick Festival a couple of years ago.
Here we are in the Lazy Cow Inn in Warwick. We've just got into the room of this place, and our pillows have got three fairy pillows, and we're not sure whether...
The cow theme, there's pictures of cows.
There's pictures of cows on the wall.
This is quite upmarket for us. It's really trendy. We've got, like, complimentary sleep spray.
Sleep spray?
That's what I've just sprayed.
Here we go, then. Let's see what it does.
Demonstrate.
So I feel pretty awake right now, so then...
turned into a cow.
Yeah, it works, yeah, certainly. Absolutely right, so we've got continuous sleep spray, not really sure what that's all about.
The mirror in the bathroom, Davey, same idea with the pillows, it's like a cow. It's like
the mirror's got a cow on. Is she just not looking at your reflection, Mr. Cooney? Yeah, but on the pillows we have, it's a very furry pillow, and it just feels very hairy, and we're not sure whether this is actually, I think it's meant to signify cow hair, but we're not sure whether it's actual cow hair. When you stroke it though, Sean... Does feel like a cow. So who knows?
Cows in my time.
Start with a few cows, yeah. Exactly.
You said I stroked a few cows.
Oh, right. I thought you said you slept with it. You said he stroked a few cows. Oh, well, never mind. I've let the cat out of the bag now.
Exactly.
Hey, Sean, I thought I was going to have to turn the cow head pillow around.
I like it,
yeah. I like it. I like it, my friend.
Oh, horrible.
Do you think? Sean doesn't like the cow hair. So any admiring groupie ladies wanting to buy Sean a present, don't buy him a cow hair pillow. Whereas me, I love this.
I'm sure it's not real cow hair,
I love the feel of cow hair. In fact, buy me some cow hair boxer shorts. I don't know, I probably like the feel of it on my skin.
That makes me quite holy, because that's what monks used to do. That was as a penance.
Right.
So Thomas Becket, who was murdered in the cathedral, he had, when they stripped away his garments, they found a goat's hair vest.
Right.
And monks would wear it so they're always itching, so they're always in discomfort. To bring them closer to God and...
I don't find it uncomfortable at all.
Well, yeah.
So what can I say? Those monks actually were just doing it for pleasure?
For kinks.
There were a few kinky monks who liked the feel of the cow hair on them. No wonder they were always going, oh.
Do cows have hair? Or is it just
skin? I don't know what you call it. Is it just what?
It's like skin.
That's not skin. You can't
call
that skin.
No, that's not really... I'm hoping that's not off a real cow.
Really? Why?
Well, because it'd be like something like Hannibal Lecter would do. It's decorated the room in the skin of a cow.
You're quite happy to eat the meat.
You can't shave a... No one
actually,
could, you know, like what, like sheep and...
That would really offend vegetarians.
But it offends most people that it's not...
Really,
your
like
pillow is
idea.
Not made out of a real cow,
well,
surely that would be too fucking hideous to contemplate.
Not for me, I like it. If there's any women listening who like us a lot, want to impress me and stand a chance, get me some cow hair boxer shorts.
I don't know if anyone saw us on the main stage. We weren't sure if it was a wind-up or not, because the hotel we got an upgrade from last year when they had us in the dormitory. It's called the Lazy Cow. We thought...
Lazy Cow.
Brilliant.
I know. Is that your impression of a cow? the lazy cow in, and it's...
it is a real pub.
Rang to book a sort of to check in, and the woman answered the phone and went, "Hello, we're Lazy Cow in. This is the Lazy Cow speaking. How can you help?"
She's not good at all.
Yeah, so that was brilliant. I wonder whether that was to bypass some kind of complaint. Maybe a harsh critic said this place should be called the Lazy Cow and all the staff are absolutely useless. Maybe they thought, we'll just call ourselves the Lazy Cow. To turn this place into something that's worthy of being called the Lazy Cow, they've got, the whole room has got cow paraphernalia and cow decor.
No,
and
it's weird. It's not just pictures of cows
no.
swimming with dolphins and stuff.
cow from the Jack and the Beanstalk.
Everything's
there.
Like the cow. Like there's cushions on the bed, and they're like, you know, the pattern of a
cow.
Yeah, but the we're like,
well guessed.
Well, it's almost like
it's
almost like a cow skin. It's like
it's got cow hair on.
Gone for like the texture of a cow.
I think they've obviously
no, that's real cow skin. Hannibal Lecter hasn't been designed in this room. I mean,
it does get you on your nerves a little bit. It's in your way, cause I had to remove a cow from my shower. Well, you know, were you invited there in the first place? Or you were like, that's another story.
So I did make the whole thing up just for that punchline. It's weird because then the chair's made out of this like imitation cow skin material.
It's not imitation.
It's not real cow.
Real cow. Oh, my money back.
And then we had this.
Mike's room doesn't have any anything cow lit.
No, he was just us wearing, like I said, Dave made me wearing the honeymoon suite.
Yes.
Not that we're a couple, that's another thing.
From lazy cows, we move to dancing sheep. Sean Cooney tells the story of Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, the dancing sheep. Now, Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar is a character that Sean's created when he goes into various schools and tells stories to children. But he was doing this project in schools, and he asked me if I would put some sound effects and some music to one of his stories, which I duly did. And we thought, well, we'll play this out on the podcast. And I did say when we played it originally, I did say that we would have more adventures of Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar on the podcast. I did make that promise, but it never happened. I do apologise. I'm just like a politician, aren't I? So I do apologise. Maybe we will have some more adventures of Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar. I'm sure there'll be a petition going online as soon as people, if you've never heard Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar before, as soon as you hear the first amazing adventure of Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar. So this is Sean Cooney with music and sound effects to convey the drama and theatre. This is the first in, I think, a series of adventures of Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, the dancing sheep.
Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, Iggy Jiggy Piggy, Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, Iggy Jiggy Piggy, Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar. One morning, as the sun peeped its head over the high hill and the birds sang sweetly on the road into town, Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, the dancing sheep, woke from a long sleep and went to the stream for a drink of water. The morning was so beautiful, he began to dance. Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, Iggy Jiggy Piggy Wiggy, Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, Iggy Jiggy Piggy Wiggy, Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar. He was drinking happily, when suddenly he heard slow, soft footsteps approaching. Clip, clop, clip, clop. He looked up, and who was standing before him but the wild wolf of the windy wood? Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, snarled the wild wolf of the windy wood. I am going to eat you. Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar didn't know what to do. He couldn't run. He couldn't hide. He couldn't fight. There was only one thing he could do. And though he was very frightened and very scared, Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar began to dance. Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, Iggy Jiggy Piggy Wiggy, Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar. But the wild wolf of the windy wood had never seen a dancing sheep before. And how ridiculous Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar looked as he ducked and dived and bobbed and weaved, that the wild wolf of the windy wood began to laugh.
Ho, 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 hee-hee-hee,
ha, 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 ha. Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar heard the laughter and kept on dancing. Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar, Iggy Jiggy Piggy Wiggy, Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar. The wild wolf of the windy wood laughed so much that tears fell from his large eyes, and he rolled over and over on the ground. Iggy Jiggy Bar Bar had an idea. He would keep on dancing, but but take slow, soft, backwards footsteps, clip, clop, clip, clop, and he kept on dancing. Icky chicky baba, icky chicky baba, icky chicky piggy wicky, icky chicky baba, icky chicky baba, icky chicky baba, icky chicky piggy wicky, icky chicky baba. By the time the wild wolf of the windy wood next looked up, Icky Chicky Baba stood on top of the high hill, and he turned and he ran all the way home. Jiggity jiggity jog, jiggity jiggity jog, piggity wiggity higgity figgity jiggity jiggity jog. Woo! Jiggity jiggity jog, jiggity jiggity jog, piggity wiggity higgity figgity jiggity jiggity jog. And that was the story of how Icky Chicky Baba danced his way from danger, and ever since then, no wolf has ever laughed at a dancing sheep. Icky chicky baba, icky chicky baba, icky chicky piggy wicky, icky chicky baba, icky chicky baba, icky chicky baba, icky chicky piggy wicky, icky chicky baba.
So there we are. Something else to add to the list of returning features, I think. We've already established a couple of days ago that we really need to have stomach rumbling as a staple part of the podcast, where we hear the stomach noises of various folk singers. I think that is a must. I'm sure you all agree with that. And also, The Amazing Adventures of Icky Chicky Baba, I think, need to make a return as well. On our travels at various gigs and festivals, we received some rather unusual comments from people. And here are just a select couple of odd comments that people have made.
So a man has just come up to us, and he's saying, "Oh, it's been." I've got to tell you this story, lads. This friend of his has been spreading the word, the glory of our folk group. I've been spreading the word about you to everybody. I've been to all the festivals. I've been putting the word out on Facebook. I've been I've been telling people to book you and research you and things like that. And then, but the only slight problem was the group he's been telling everyone to look for is the Young Onions. So there's all these people, but we'll have to research the Young Onions. But we are the Young Onions. We might have to change our name. People ask us what we're going to call ourselves when we can't call ourselves the Youngs anymore. Perhaps the Young Onions is it? I wonder if there is a group called the Young Onions. And imagine if there were like a people booked them without researching what they were like, because obviously they've had this such an endorsement. So they get them at the folk club and they think, this is weird, they're turning up with amps and things like that. And then it turns out they're like a thrash metal group or something like that.
I told this story this afternoon. It was great when we sing in Holland with Germany. It was last year, there was an incident where some guy came up with Dave but didn't know how to say the word blind, right? So decided to skirt around the issue in his own way, and he said, "Yeah, well, it's just the way he came up to me, because I came up to him and went, 'Sydney, I don't know how to say this, but I have to try. Your eyes are on vacation, yeah?'" And he went on like this.
Went on today.
Your eyes are having a nap.
Your eyes are, how do you say, how your eyes are misbehaving?
Your eyes are tipsy. It went on for absolutely ages. It came with every permutation possible. In the end, I put him out of my misery and I told him, of course, that I was deaf.
Someone came up to us and went, "Yo, lads, I just want to say this. Yo, lads, from the bottom of my heart, you're better than fish fingers." And I was going around for ages going, "Fish fingers, what are you on about?" And then he came back the next day and went, "I meant the fisherman's friends." And I'm like, "Oh, that's all right, yeah, better than fisherman's friends maybe, but fish fingers, not. Oh, we all about fish fingers, that's sick."
So I'll put that review on our
The Young Ones, better than fish fingers. That should be the name of the next album, couldn't it? Better than fish fingers.
Now, if you've never heard the Spooky Men's Chorale before, how to describe them? Primarily based in Australia, though they do have a few representatives in the United Kingdom as well, they're just a powerhouse of harmony. This recording is quite a rough recording. They just gathered around us and just started singing. And as you're about to hear, the entire pub, I mean, it was really noisy when they first started. They were in this really noisy, packed pub at the Sidmouth Folk Festival, brimming with people, standing room only.
And all of a sudden, these men just gather around us and start singing, and I start recording. And you can kind of hear the noise at the start, and then it just sort of quietens down. There's still a little bit of talking, but a room full of 90, 100 people or whatever just falls silent. And this recording was taken at like 1 o'clock in the morning at Sidmouth, so everyone was, you know, loads of people had been drinking and stuff. It wasn't a concert. It was just in a pub. And you just hear, just by this recording alone, the rawness and the power of the voices of the Spooky Men. And we really need to have them on a podcast as well at some point. They did say they would come on, but it's just getting a hold of them. It'd be great next time they come to the UK to do a live podcast with them. Because as well as their amazing songs, they have such a great sense of humour. So I think it'll be a brilliant podcast if we can get that sorted at some point. But the Spooky Men's Chorale, next time they come to the UK, we'll have to see if we can sort that out and meet somewhere. And hopefully our paths will cross at a festival soon. Because I think we've only seen them a couple of times in the last 3 or 4 years. But here they are anyway to conclude today's podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with the fourth podcast of Christmas. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Elisana, oh, Elisana, oh, Elisana, oh, Elisana, oh, Elisana, oh, Elisana, oh, Elisana.
Elisa, 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 Elis